young man is about to be married, asked his father for marital advice. His dad said, "Son, I really only have one bit of advice about marriage, and it is this. Before you get into an argument with your wife, I want you to do this. Stop and ask yourself, do I want to be right or do I want to be happy?" And while this is not the healthiest way to live, there's a germ of truth in the dad's advice. Imagine how different our disagreements with our spouses, children, co-workers, and other people would be if we set aside our desire to be right for the sake of the relationship. Our Facebook timelines and Twitter feeds that are filled with people spewing opinions about every controversial topic will become much more bearable. I bet talk radio hosts would sound a lot less angry. And to be perfectly honest, Christianity's reputation would improve greatly. In the book Unchristian, What a New Generation Really Thinks About Christianity and Why It Matters, David Kenneman and the Barna Group report on surveys they did with young, unchurched people, of which there are many. The data showed that people often thought of Christians as judgmental, which is another way of saying people that think they're always right. This has become such an issue that some congregations choose not to use their church names when doing mission work, such as feeding the hungry or housing the poor. They have found that when they attempt to reach out in love and service to the world as the church, some observers and recipients are skeptical, wondering what the ulterior motive of the church might be. Some who truly need help choose to stay away for the fear of judgment that they assume they will receive. Now, you and I might not agree with this assessment, but there is so much evidence that says this is how some people outside of the church, those people who do not know us well, perceive us. Some view us as a people who want to change the world to fit our ideal of what is right. Maybe it's time we heed a slightly altered version of the dad's advice for marital spats. As the body of Christ called to serve and share the gospel with the whole world, let's ask ourselves this. Do we want to be right, or do we want to be effective? Do we want to be right, or do we want to be effective? Today's gospel lesson, Jesus sends 70 disciples into cities where he's planning to travel. Their task is simply to offer peace, heal the sick, and tell others about the kingdom of God. Jesus' speech, however, isn't exactly a Newt Rockne pregame oration that a coach gives to spur his team on to victory. It's really kind of a downer. Jesus informs his team they're going to be outnumbered. They're not going to be conquering heroes, but lambs amongst wolves. He doesn't tell them to rely on their training and preparation, but instead to head out without taking anything with them. It might have appeared to the disciples he was setting them up for failure. Throughout his remarks, Jesus reminds the disciples that their mission is not about them. They are to focus completely on other persons' relationships to God. Carrying no bag, sandals, or provisions, they will need to rely on the hospitality of others. They are sent to neighboring towns not as experts, not as leaders, celebrities, or know-it-alls. No, instead, they are to enter every village as a guest. They must wait to be invited into the home and lives of people. They are to serve and with who they will share Jesus' revolutionary message about the kingdom of God. We might say that Jesus is asking them, do you want to be right or do you want to be effective? One of Jesus' instructions has to do with meals. He tells them to eat whatever their host serves. And this is about more than just taste and etiquette. Remember, these disciples were faithful Jews and Jewish laws filled with instruction about food, especially how to eat kosher. Following these dietary precepts served as a daily reminder to the Hebrew people that they had a higher calling as God's chosen people. The food they prepared and ate were an important part of their faith and culture, and they had been taught never to compromise. However, when Jesus says, "Eat what is put before you," he is asking the disciples to consider the feelings of others and to offer them love and grace by by eating what they are served. Would you rather be right, or would you rather be effective? Jesus also gives instructions on how to handle rejection. Jesus tells them to brush it off and repeat the message of hope. God's kingdom has come to you. Jesus does not advise that they argue with rejectors. Instead, he tells them to continue preaching about God's kingdom. Many Christians around the world today feel the sting of rejection. Jesus' advice is the same to us. We don't need to prove any other person's wrong. We just continue to proclaim God's kingdom through what we say and how we live. When facing rejection, we don't need to waste our energy barking against the bad. Our call instead is to chant the beauty of the good of the kingdom of God. So we ask ourselves, do I want to be right, or do I want to be effective? Jesus' answer to those questions is that we should always give up our need to be right and replace it with the intention to always show love. Amazingly, this counterintuitive method of evangelism is extremely effective. When the disciples return, they excitedly report the overwhelming success of their mission. Outnumbered, unprepared, and without the things they thought they would need, they were effective because they were willing to surrender the need to be right for the sake of the other person. Love trumps ego every time. We should not be surprised. This is the part of the message of salvation that Jesus showed us, and it is the reason we call ourselves his followers. In an act of pure love, Jesus went to the cross. He was right, but remained silent. He had the power, but chose to surrender. I really believe he could have fought and won, but he chose instead to love. Jesus comes with no bag, no staff, no sandals, and asks if he could live in and through us. He then asks us, his followers, to do much the same, to live in such a way that we will be invited into the lives of others, to share the good news of the kingdom of God. Do you want to be right, or do you want to be effective? Given that choice, love always opts